Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody, especially up in Broward where kids are all going back to school today. Day County somehow got a few extra days for kids that hate school and want to have as much time off as possible.
Get an extra
week.
They
start on Monday. Palm Beach is up there pissed at you. They already started on Monday.
2 days ago, yeah.
So, anyway, we'll have all that and talk more about that. Got a big 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock hour coming up for you this morning. We got by this, and I forgot about it, but I wanted to bring it up here in 7 o'clock hour. So, everybody knows all the leagues have symposiums for the rookies or new guys that have been injured that didn't play in their first year have to go. So they had the NBA symposium with Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, talking, and apparently behind him was talking about, hey, you know, I want to make sure you guys know if you have any questions, I want you to know you can get a hold of me. Here's my office number, and here's my cell phone number.
Right.
If you ever get in a jam and you need to talk to me, I'm that kind of commissioner. Goodell never do that. But you can always get a hold of me if you need me. Always. Every one of you. So Michael Porter Jr. apparently Snapchats the behind him, his
blue
cell phone
screen.
Number.
Yes, there's a blue screen behind him with his email, Adam Silver's email, Adam Silver's office number, and Adam Silver's cell phone number. And it looks like he took the picture and it leaked on Snapchat.
So he puts it on Snapchat, and of course everybody gets Adam Silver's cell phone number, which you can only imagine the text that came out after that with everybody. One of the dumbest things, like you're having a symposium to help guys, and Michael Porter Jr. is not very smart.
No.
Not very smart at all. Ends up giving out Adam Silver. I love the comment. Give me some of the comments
all right,
from
so
yesterday.
I'm reading in the article now. This is on Yahoo Sports of some of the people that responded back. And people were sending Adam Silver text messages or straight to his cell phone. One of them was, Adam, I'm sorry. Michael Porter Jr. gave out your number, but can you fix the league pass in Wyoming? We got blackouts for Denver Nuggets and Utah Jazz. It should be one or the other, not both. Another one said on Twitter, y'all thought Rich Paul was powerful. Michael Porter Jr. made the commissioner change his email address and phone number in one social media message, which is really funny. Another one, free Michael Beasley. These are the texts that are being sent. And then a bunch of people, if you're in a group text with a bunch of guys, like I'm in it with all my buddies that I went to Orlando with for our birthday. There's 10 of us in there. They added Silver into the conversation, and then all of a sudden, everyone's asking Adam Silver questions. One says, get Lonzo Ball out of the league. One says, hey, Commissioner, welcome to the chat. Hey, bro, when's Carmelo coming back, my man? You got to take care of her brother, Terrence Mann, number 14 on the Clippers. You're so much better at your job than Roger Goodell. Keep up the great work.
Yeah.
Like this, and then he's in one of these text chains. Another one is, bring back the Supersonics, please. Miss him in Seattle. These are just probably some.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, everybody's
hysterical.
Thinking. Pretty funny, pretty funny of a guy that I mean you can't really get in trouble for it. I don't think he might not even done it on purpose.
Probably not.
Right?
It was just a dumb thing he did.
What's that behind him there? Oh no! Oh, I didn't do that. So
probably took the picture so he would have the information, so he didn't have to write it down then and there. The problem is, don't let it go in your Snapchat. Don't open up your Snapchat and push that 4-letter send button. That ruins everything. Once you push the send button, it's over.
He's whoever wrote the one. You're right about Roger Goodell.
Yeah, so that was a pretty good one.
He's too big for all that stuff. He's too big to have to deal with. Unless you're one of the stars, the rest of you guys, I ain't got time for you.
By the way, think about Adam Silver. He's up on the stage giving the speech. Porter Jr. takes his picture. Probably during Silver, while he's up there in the presentation, leaks the stuff. And Silver goes back to his cell phone in the black and the green room afterwards where he got ready for the symposium. Goes back to his cell phone and there's 500 notifications on his phone from text messages, Twitter messages, emails.
I would have loved to have seen what the hell happened.
What happened?
One of those idiots that I was talking to gave out my damn cell phone. It was for you guys, not for everybody else that's a damn fan.
Right.
Hey, the other thing, this Mike Gesicki thing, and as you know, and I've been defending him and lack of coaching and everything else. Zach, we saw him out there. He looks slow. He didn't get separation. A ball's got to be thrown almost perfectly up high where he can jump. He's very athletic. He's a long strider, which, by the way, you don't just become a long strider in the pros. You were a long strider in high school. You're a long strider in college. You're probably a long strider since you started playing sports
right.
as a little kid. They went, wow, you're a tall guy. You're a long strider the way he's built. He's got long legs and everything else. But, man, I just thought he was going to make – I wasn't sure about Charles Harris. I mean, you line him up. He hadn't had success. You line him up in a three-point stance outside an offensive tackle. There's no reason to think all of a sudden in offseason going, wow, what happened to Charles Harris? The light went off because we haven't seen that. So I wasn't expecting that. But Mike Gesicki, I could see he's frustrated. I can tell that, you know, he knows that not – going where it needs to right now, and I'm sure they're gonna keep working with these guys, first and second round pick. This general manager,
we don't want to give up on him
yet.
It's
not anybody else. It's on this GM. It's on Greer. He put him in there, and we need you. Just as I always say, and I've been saying for decades, you can't whiff on one and twos. You can't.
Well, they're glaring. That's why, because they're one and twos.
They're glaring because you don't have enough talent on the team
to whiff on one and twos.
And you can't afford that unless you make up for it. And some teams have done where you just have great four, five, six, and sevens drafts where guys get drafted lower and you have success. And this team hasn't necessarily had that. So you just – it makes it a lot more difficult for everything that you're trying to do, for sure. Anyway, we're going to have Hollywood's headlines coming up 7 o'clock hour. Hollywood got a little one-on-one with Jaren Williams yesterday, the Miami Hurricanes' new quarterback, starting quarterback, which still huge story. That and I guess Tate Martell came out and said, I'm going to stay. I'm good for now. I guess he missed one day. I don't have a problem. By the way, I'm going to be a little different than everybody else. For all the quarterbacks, if Nikosi or Tate took the next day off because they're a little disappointed and pissed off, I don't think a coach can have a problem with that. You got to show a little more leadership than that, right?
No, don't you?
Yeah, you're salty.
I know you're salty.
They're young guys. They're one day. They're salty. I know we put them all under the microscope. I just don't have a problem. I don't know if Nikosi was there. There's some disappointment, okay? Those guys were, you know, all right there, and you're not the guy, and especially for Tate Martell. Well, listen, Nikosi was a starter last year a lot, so it couldn't have been easy for him either. But Tate Martell came in here from Ohio State and was going to be the man and kind of talks it and walks it, just didn't play it. And so he didn't get the job, which I give Manny credit for. He went with the best guy. Would have been real easy to go with Tate Martell, and this guy could have been Ohio State starting quarterback. And he goes, no, that's not the best guy. Jaren Williams has been the best guy. So that's
but I don't want to see my guy babying in a corner. Like, if he doesn't
get
the
starting
job. I
don't have a problem one day. I just don't. I'm like, okay, he's a young guy, man. All right, take, you know, all right.
But you knew it was a competition. You knew you might lose.
He says he's going to stay and see how it plays out. And so we'll find out. We got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff that we'll jump on here. You can join us 56022 if you want to jump in on all the things we've been talking about this morning and all the problems that the Miami Dolphins, we thought they had in the offseason after we saw the draft and the OTAs and mini camps of what they had, the problems we thought they had after the same preseason game, they all popped up yesterday in the practice against Tampa Bay. So we'll have more on that as well as Ndamukong Suh. We'll tell you what he ended up doing yesterday to a couple of guards, and it wasn't necessarily good.
He's a very good player, and I'm sure he's got even more in the tank at times, but he's a really good player, and just having the opportunity, like the first snap, I look up and Ndamukong Suh standing there, it was kind of like, that's Ndamukong Suh, right? Are we sure that we're ready to do this? And it's still football. I mean, he's blockable, but he's really, really good.
Oh,
All right. That was Michael Dieter.
That gives
Dieter.
You an idea. That's Michael Dieter. It right. gives you an idea right there what how it went yesterday.
Lining up against Ndamukong Suh to start off.
Ndamukong Suh, he's right. really good, and he looks pissed off. What do you got, man?
All right, let's be nice to the people real quick. Two tickets to Brad Paisley's World Tour coming to Coral Sky Amphitheater this Saturday with special guests Chris Lane and Riley Green. Right now, caller number 5 in the back, 567-0560, 305-567-0560. We'll win a pair of tickets to Brad Paisley's World Tour coming to Coral Sky this Saturday night. If you don't win, tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. But right now, caller 5, 305-567-0560. I thought that was very funny. Michael Dieter. Oh, I guess we're ready to go. There's Ndamukong Suh.
So how did you and Shaq like going against Ndamukong Suh today in those drills inside? Oh, man, he just kind of chuckled.
Well, you want to welcome to the NFL moment for this guy and 10, 15 years from now when he talks about his career, when he talks about something, he might remember that. The fact that my first practice against another team,
right.
We did play one preseason game, but all of a sudden we went to go do joint practices, and I'm lining up against Ndamukong Suh.
There's nothing being around Ndamukong Suh that's finesse. It's all power. It's all intimidation. It's all strength. And that's how he's been able to have a really good career, play with the Rams last year, made his money. And by the way, he's just a hired gun, too. Like, if there's ever a guy that's not like – to me, Ndamukong Suh's not a team guy. He's like, look, it, I'm going to do my job. Don't right. worry about me. You got to get the guys around me playing, but I'm going to I know why you're paying me whatever you're paying me. So he's got a one-year deal with Tampa. And, of course, the guys got to see it up close yesterday, and they go, yeah, we had good plays, and we had a really bad embarrassing – I think he said embarrassing plays, too. So, yeah, but I agree with you, Zach. You said to start show. That's all good stuff, man. You need that, and you might as well get it early.
Right.
You might as well get early and go, okay, this is what the league, this is where I got to get to, where I got to block a guy like this, and that's probably pretty good because he ain't going to finesse you. He's not about arms and hands. And
he's running right through
you. Quick moves like Warren Sapp would beat you a zillion different ways, and you just whiff on him. This guy is getting into your body as quickly as possible and bully you and try to embarrass you because that's his game, man. Like he said, he looked up and went,
wow.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
And I guess Ndamukong Suh was kind of shaking his head like, this is a friggin' joke. Yeah. I got to go against
you.
You
got a rookie right here. You're
that
done.
That would get you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
Welcome to the NFL.
I didn't do anything like this at Wisconsin. The Ohio State guys didn't act like that.
No, they were good players at Ohio State. Don't get me wrong, I'm sure he's saying, but not like Ndamukong Suh. I'd like him to go against Ndamukong Suh, Aaron Donald, all the top guys in preseason, just to wet his feet. That's what you want. If these two guys are going to be your guys, hopefully for the year, if they work out, let them go against a Bolt. Because guess what? Twice a year also, you're playing against the Jets and the Bills, who have pretty good front sevens and really good defensive tackles. I'm good with that also.
Yeah.
Let them wet their feet that way because it's not going to get any easier, especially when the regular season starts. But a practice run for 2 days against a nightmare in Ndamukong Suh can only make you better. Yeah,
they need it. So that's what they got. Second practice today, Miami Dolphins play Friday night against Tampa Bay. Real quickly here, had this news, wanted to get to it. Tim Ice-Harris is leaving Booker T. Washington. Congratulations. He's going to get the job at Florida Memorial University, FMU, as their new coach there. So Coach Harris, who's been around, went to UM a little bit but came back and has just had a national championship. Booker T. had a national championship, has won a bunch of state championships. So congratulations to that team and to Coach Harris, who's been great.
Coach Harris has been a great guy for a long time.
He's kind of one of the all those coaches in Dade County are really close. For all those schools down there, Central and Northwestern, Northern, those guys have all known each other. But I always kind of look at Coach Harris as kind of the father of that group of guys. I hope I don't get any of those other guys upset, but he's just been a guy. And, man, he demands Booker T. and those guys play for him. It's not a walk in the park. I've heard his speeches before the game and at halftime, before those Booker T. Central games, and he is all business. So anyway, congratulations to him. Get a chance to go back to college before we kick off and get ready to go for a bunch of good games coming up this weekend, starting tonight. all this high school football. The kickoff classics will take place, and then next week they'll get into a bunch of really good games. We got some great stuff. And tomorrow, by the way, we're going to have our top 10 as Larry Bluestein's going to join us.
Wow, look at that.
We'll get on, and we'll get into high school football, the whole works, including top 10 teams. I know that St. Thomas Aquinas, one of the polls, was number one, but may not be number one here in South Florida for a lot of people who think Central is once again the team to beat. Central went to St. Thomas last year and beat them in the second half.
Isn't that amazing? Nationally ranked number one, but maybe not in South Florida number one?
Well,
isn't that crazy? Well, I mean, just the way the guys look at it. Yeah,
kind of all look at it and go, how'd you do last year? Who do you have? What do you have? And what are you missing? And St. Thomas has had one problem, as talented as they are, and they got guys once again going all – you're going to see verbal commitments to all the big schools around the country, a bunch already. They got some really talented guys, but they have not a shot. They have really struggled at the quarterback position.
You haven't heard a lot of guys that quarterback position in the last five, 6 years.
And they've had guys come in. They've had guys come from far away. Dad, take me. Come on. All right, let's go live in Fort Lauderdale. Let's just have not
worked
been
out.
Able to find a frontline guy to go there. So people are wondering if that's going to hold them back, because they've had some really good teams. But when you can't throw and all you can do is run it, and you got good defense, you put a lot of pressure when you got all those athletes and you can't throw the football. Anyway, not to get carried away, because speaking of throwing the football, we're going to have coming up here Hollywood spent time.
Special edition of Hollywood
Special
Headlines.
Special edition. Yeah, no smart ass stuff today, although no. We do have some good OJ stuff.
Yeah, it's later. Yeah.
But we've got Canes Media Day yesterday. Jaren Williams, the new starting quarterback, sat down with Hollywood. We call it the Hollywood Headliner from yesterday for a little one-on-one. We're going to have that coming up here in just a few minutes.
10 days away, Joe. Gators and Canes. 10 days. That's how close we are to college football starting again. 10 days away. By the way, game day is at the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Did you see that? They're going to be in.
They're
going to be in Disney World. They're doing all that, which I don't know if that's the greatest idea in the world, because no fans.
Everybody has the Gators as a heavy favorite.
At least a touchdown favorite.
And honestly, if you look, without getting mad, because there's upsets and things happen. That's why we watch sports and we love our teams, and young guys get better. And all these young guys are going to have to play, including those tackles, are going to have to play. But you look at it, I don't have a problem with it. I did some radio with some of those guys up north, and it was all about – it wasn't about anything about professional football. It
College
was all
football.
Gators
right,
and Canes.
Right.
I understand. They got a quarterback that's got experience in play. They were a top-10 team. They beat Michigan last year in that final game, and I mean pounded them in the second half. They won 10 games in the SEC. So I get why a lot of people think they're going to beat the Canes up by a couple of touchdowns.
Right,
right. I understand. Like, you know, they're going, well, we don't even know. Here we are last week. They go, there's three quarterbacks. We don't know. They're up there. They got their guy in place and this. And I understand. They got a good, I think, 7 guys back from their defense. And so Manny knows all this stuff. They're going to have to play some young guys. They lost guys, too, to the pros, and they're going to have their backups, too. So we'll see how it all plays out. But listen, man, it's going to be fun.
Just be a fun 10 days of talking.
Anticipation
right.
of what's going to happen in that game is going to be fun.
10 hours of coverage, by the way, and WQAM starts that day on the 24th, so it should be a really fun day there. This College Football Report brought to you by FIU Panthers Football. Panther Pride is here. Get your season tickets now at 305 FIU Game or visit tickets.fiusports.com.
All right, so come back, and we'll have Hollywood and his one-on-one with Jaren Williams. It's really good. And so we wanted to get that out here from Kane's new starting quarterback. As by the way, on the front page, how much has your life changed?
Right.
You're one of the lead stories all over the country.
Right.
He didn't even know he was going to be a starter. Here he is on the front of the Miami Herald. And there
front
he is.
Front page. Like, not a
welcome,
sports.
Welcome to being a starting quarterback at the University of Miami. Right? That's where you go from those loose shorts to putting your big boy pants on. Right there real quickly.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood. Bringing it, man. Bringing it yesterday. So he left here, Zach. Went down to media day and had a chance to sit down with Jaren Williams, the new starting quarterback at University of Miami. They were able to get him yesterday. So we're calling this Hollywood's Headliner.
I like it.
With Hollywood and Jaren Williams.
Jaren Williams, new Miami quarterback, is here with me. How cool does it sound to hear that finally next to your name after what I know was a fierce battle in camp?
First off, just all glory to God. You know, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. And, it's really a dream come true. You know, I worked hard for this, and I prayed for this. So it feels good to hear that.
Did you feel confident with the body of work that you put together in camp that it was going to be you?
Yes, I'm a very confident guy. You know, I have a lot of respect for Tate and Nicozi. They work extremely hard, and, you know, we're gonna need them guys. We're going to need everybody to win games this year. So. But I definitely did feel confident. You know, I put in the work, got my body right, and, you know, it was up from there.
I imagine that's a tough conversation that you guys all had to have when those guys found out, and then when you found out, I guess a little bit bittersweet because those are your other friends in that room as well.
They're both competitors, and, you know, we all are striving for the same thing, and that's to lead this team to win games. But, we're all brothers and we're united, and they both actually came up to me, hugged me. It was like, I'm proud of you. Anything, like any questions, because, you know, these guys been around a little longer than I have, you know, just ask me, we'll help you. So, I mean, we're all in this together, you know, we're all in this together.
When you go back to camp, what is it that you think that you did that led to that separation? Maybe specifically, what was it that you think kind of separated you from the rest?
I would say just really running the offense smoothly and moving the ball. Like, I was able to move the ball consistently and also put balls in places where only my guys could catch it. And I felt like that kind of was like a big standout, I feel like.
You seem, just from sitting with you here, very cool, calm, collected. You're going into a very difficult atmosphere for your first game of the season. Is this the Jaren Williams I'm seeing right now? Is that going to be the Jaren Williams that's under center against Florida in a week?
Yeah, and that's one thing about me. You know, I always stay poised. Like, I don't ever let the moment get too big for me, you know. That's one intangible that I'm blessed with, honestly, from the men above, you know. Just being able to just keep my composure and just stay calm, either good or bad, you know. So,
Jeremy, you're looking at schools to go to, and you see you might have a chance to play quarterback at the University of Miami. Why was that so appealing to you?
Really, first thing is the brotherhood. You know, being around the guys, just seeing how close they were, and it's like, you know, I was like, I want to be a part of this, and, you know, the history behind this school is something to be proud of. You know, and wearing that U on my chest. It's something that I really wear proudly, and just having the opportunity to come to a place like this was a once in a lifetime opportunity, and I saw myself playing here, and I could just envision it. I meditated on it, and I knew that this was the place for me.
I know you had about 50 media members there surrounding you. Have they kind of given you the lowdown? I mean, you're going to be treated like a professional quarterback in this town now that you're playing quarterback for the University of Miami. It's sort of handled that way down there. Have they kind of let you know about that?
Yeah, I mean, I treat this like a job every day. This is my job, you know. And I treat it very seriously because, it's a lot of responsibility. And I understand that. And I feel like it's a maturity thing. And I definitely understand. So, yeah.
So if you understand, then you must know that the fans are certainly going to be expecting a different look from the offense starting in game one. I know things didn't go the way that the offense wanted to finish up the season last year. Are you confident that you guys have made the right changes to go into this season?
Yes, I'm very confident. Being around Coach Enos and just the way he coaches and his mindset, I mean, I trust him 100%, him and my Jesse Stone. And I know for a fact that they're going to put us in the position every time to be successful.
If you had to assess the offensive line right now, I know there's some young pieces on there. If you had to assess how those guys are doing, how would you say they're doing?
would say they've really improved tremendously from spring to now. It's like they're making calls. They're like they're doing everything. Like, and it's very very comforting to see that. So I'm very excited for the O-line. You know, they've came a long way and they're doing really really good, really really good.
New University of Miami quarterback Jaren Williams here with me on WQAM. You look at the skill position players, and you have guys that can do a lot with the football, and it's your job to get them the ball. Talk about what some of those guys have done here in camp and what they've shown you. And you obviously you have the potential for home run balls with guys, and you certainly can sustain drives with some of these tight ends you have as well.
Yeah, it's the tight ends, yeah, very talented group. Brevin Jordan, Will Mallory, two very, 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 they make plays. Like, Will Mallory, his ability to make catches that, like, he's like, we call him go-go gadget, because, like, the last second he'll reach his long arms up, the ball be way out here, he'll still grab it. And Brevin Jordan, he's very explosive, very good route runner, and he makes a lot of run after the catch, and I really like them too a lot. KJ Osborne is a guy who came in, worked extremely hard, and very explosive runner, very good route runner. And the thing about him is he has a good IQ of the game. You know, you can tell, like, a lot of times he'll get the ball, and he understands that the down and distance, he'll get upfield and get the first down. And, you know, we got a lot of skilled guys, like Brian Hightower, you mm-hmm. know, D. Wiggins, Mark Pope, Jeff Thomas. So it's like we have a lot of weapons for sure.
Jaren, your position naturally calls for you to be a leader. What kind of leader are you? Are you more of a vocal guy, or are you a lead by example?
I'm really a lead by example, but the thing is I understand that I have to be more vocal, especially not being the guy. So that's something that I'm going to work on, and I'm continuing to work on, and just really getting more comfortable. I'm not going to be a drill sergeant or anything like that, but just getting everybody going with my words and, you know, just really being that it's, you know, that leader. So
you do have a lot of veterans on this team as well. Is there anyone that's kind of taking you under their wing and showing you the ropes a little bit here?
Yes, I would say DJ Dallas. He's definitely a guy that from day one, you know, he's always, you know, encouraged me, told me what I need to be doing. And, hey, man, like, you need to study film. You need to do this, do that, you know. So I would say DJ Dallas, he's always, you know, been that guy that's always in my ear, making sure I'm doing right.
From a defensive standpoint, we saw last season and the season before, we know what the defense is capable of. But what have you seen specifically in practice that's made things pretty difficult on you?
I would say up front, they're very fast. You know, Jonathan Garvin and, you know, John Ford, those guys are quick off the line, off the ball. So you kind of got to get the ball out your hands. But our offensive line, they've been doing a great job containing them throughout this fall. And I'm very, like, confident in them that they're going to do their assignment. But Michael Pinckney, Shaq Quarterman, they're very good at run stop. And, you know, they have a good understanding of the game. So I can tell sometimes they see routes and they'll understand, like, mm-hmm. it's a dig coming. So then they'll kind of undercut it. But, I mean, yeah. And Amari Gervin Hall has really, really showed me something. You know, he's been catching a lot of picks lately. But he flies to the ball really quickly, and he's a hard hitter. Amari Carter, too. He's really, really talented. But I could keep going, honestly. I could really keep going because they're all talented. Very talented group.
Jaren Williams here with me on WQAM as the Miami Hurricanes getting set to take on the Florida Gators in Orlando. It's right around the corner. Has it kind of set in that you're the starting quarterback and you're going to be out there under center?
I would say day one, yesterday, it didn't. I was kind of like, not in shock, but it just kind of felt unreal, like, because this is something that I've always dreamed of, you know. This is this moment, and, you know, but today, you know, it's starting to hit home. And, you know I got to step up and be that guy for this program that the program needs. So, you know, it's definitely a life-changing experience.
Who was the first phone call after you found out?
I called my parents, both of them at the same time on a three-way. And, you know, just tears of joy. It was a really good moment.
All right, so you're going to step into this game. It's obviously a difficult game to start the season. It might be one of the toughest, if not the toughest team that you're going to play in the Florida Gators. What are some of the keys for you jumping into this game and showing that poise that you're showing right now? You tell me you're going to show under center. What are some of the keys to starting off that game, getting some completions and getting into your rhythm and kind of getting going?
The keys for me would be just don't abandon my training. You know, I've been practicing really good, you know, and just do what I've been doing, you know, in practice. it's no different, really, you know, just knowing my assignment and making sure I'm prepared to the max. So, you know, it's on me. You know, the only thing I can do is control what I can control, and that's how hard I work every day, and that's starting now, and how hard I prepare. So.
And then just finally, under Coach Manny Diaz, what's changed here over the past year to get to where we are now? I mean, I know Manny's done a lot of different stuff on social media. He's done a lot of stuff to hype everything up here. But from a football standpoint, what do you feel are some of the big changes that's been made?
I feel like the team really has came together. Like, it's a team. We hold each other to the same standard, no matter if you're a starter or not. Like, we're all held to the same standard. And another thing is, too, you know, the culture's changed. You know, we expect to win, you know what I'm saying? That's the expectation. That's not a, like, maybe, you know, how it kind of felt, you know, not trying to harp on last or anything, but, like, you can just tell, like we got that grit now. Like, we expect to win every game. That's the expectation.
Are you a one-game-at-a-time type team, or do you guys circle a goal at the end of the season, this is where we want to be? We want to be in the ACC championship. Is that kind of in the back of your mind, or do you guys have to take this one game at a time?
You know, we definitely talk about the ACC championship, but right now our focus is game one. So our focus right now is on Florida.
Jaren, congratulations on winning the job. We look forward to seeing you out there.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Hollywood, man. Great job.
Well
brother.
Done, Hollywood.
Really,
wow.
Really nice job, bro.
We're going to have a new feature, the headliner of the week, man.
Good stuff with Jaren Williams, who, by the way, really didn't know that much about, but well-spoken, love what he had to say, and he gets what he's walking into. It's not like, wow. So I like it, man. And we'll see how it plays out. Obviously, it's not going to be easy.
I liked his answer when Hollywood asked him about, like, what, like, when you get into this game, what's what the major thing for you? And his quote was, don't abandon my training. Like, don't go away. Don't get
don't,
nervous.
Don't get away from my reads.
But I like that. I think that's a great answer. That's a veteran answer right there. That's not a 17 or 18-year-old freshman getting into this game not knowing what he's going to see.
Right.
Don't abandon my training. What have I been training for this moment right here? I've sat for as a red shirt. I've sat around here, waited for my, won the job. This is, and Hollywood said it right. This is the hardest game of the year for this team.
He's giving them reads. Things to see. All right, here they come. We expected this. All right, I know where I want to go with the ball. I got to, you know, trust my back's going to pick that guy up. My receiver's going to break off the blitz pattern and all that stuff comes into play. But, Woody, that was good stuff. He seemed like a pretty confident kid too, man, besides being really smart cat there.
No, he was incredibly likable. He answered all the questions really well yesterday that I asked him. And like you guys are saying, this game against Florida, it feels almost similar to that LSU game. Things can start to snowball, especially with a young quarterback. That's what we were talking about the other day. And certainly going to need the poise out there and make sure things start well for Miami, because things can kind of compound and snowball if they don't.
He's going to make some bad throws.
Now, of course.
Like, everybody needs to know, if you think he's going 19 for 20, you know, he's going to make some bad throws. He's going to think he saw something. They're going to try to confuse him. They're going to get after it. They know that he has not been in this situation. I mean, hell, this is a hell of a jump, man, to go from spring football and scrimmages to going against Florida Gators
right.
in a live, all-out
prime time game.
We know you guys, rivalry. We went, you know, all the stuff you bring in the state of Florida, not to mention behind the scenes of recruiting and all those top recruits that'll be there and everything else. So it's a big deal. That's why it's going to be fun to watch and see as the Canes are going to go in. Zach, I don't know what the point spread's at, but I'm guessing.
I saw it at 7. I don't know if it's changed. It might have changed now that Jaren Williams is named starter. I don't think it got, you know, any worse off, but I think that it was 7 or 7.5 when not knowing who the quarterback was going to be. I'll get updated on that.
All right, so the PR firm for former head coach that we had here, Larry Coker, is going to join us. Omar Kelly is coming up on the Sun Sentinel. We'll talk to him about the Dolphins. And
I can't wait for you to ask him about that and see
Larry
what his reaction is going to be.
I was shocked that he thought Larry Coker should be mentioned with those other coaches.
He actually sounds like, or looks like on Twitter when we have these kind of polls. Like, we had that poll, who is the best coach, or was it Schnellenberger or Jimmy?
Yeah.
Or, but
and everybody
he was
right
offended
on the money. Yeah.
That Coker wasn't in that poll. He wrote it on Twitter. I'm kind of offended that Larry Coker's not getting the love that he should be getting.
Well, it tells me Larry must have been really nice to Omar. Hey, we got to go to break. 8 o'clock hour's coming up with Omar. Melvin Bratton's going to join us, former Hurricanes running back. And, of course, our man Jack Holmes from Dade County, Mama Lucy's Famous Barbecue. They're helping promote this big doubleheader on Saturday for high school football. We're going to try to catch up with little Bobby McCain. What am I now? Well, anyway, what
position?
Yeah, what position? What am I now? All right.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.